You waiting for somebody?
Who?
Oh, I saw her earlier today.
There. Did the bell ring yet?
Yes, must have.
I need to talk to Sandai. Vaidana. Ta-da, ta-da. Ta-da, ta-da. Ta-da.
Thank you. By that I mean clearly, each pitch is clear, but don't change anything. Don't adjust your throat up and down. Don't change the shape of your back. Keep your palate fit properly, especially bases. Keep your palate fit. There's a nice wrist sound. Gravel. Yes. One note.
Okay, we left off with the mercy of the Lord, didn't we? And I will never leave off with that, frankly. But where were we? I really don't remember. I had just gotten through the explanation. We're ready to try it. Well, with all that explanation not in your head anymore, let's just try it. We'll do it a cappella. Bases, I'm with Bob and T
and Robert.
For tenors, I want Brad
and Thomas. For altos, I'll take Lee and Tracy and Dave. And If you can do it without the music, that would be great. You get any groove. You can get a computer and play like that. The sound is about as musical as a kid banging on a brass bed. I mean, it's just how do you? Music is good. It's human and logical as they are. And it is not merely scientific. That's just a springboard to the
Thank you. Alone will ever is the rock of my...
Well, that was okay. That was the most...
where are they going?
We went to different keys. Simultaneously. Okay, did you get a feeling, though, of what we're talking about? That it, the key, I think, to getting an expression of you is self-abandonment. It's always happening, always comes back to that. But becoming a free agent, something that is flexible in the hands of the conductor, which in our case, in performance, happens to be the Lord himself, the Holy Spirit. And that is the anointing upon us all, feeling the exact same way, and moving with expression that we sense in the Holy Spirit. Now, we're not perfect at that, but that's what we need to be and expect to be every service, every time we step on the platform. And not merely loud, but expressive. Now, you may be seated. You did a very good job. Thank you. If we grab some music. That was good. It was a good example of what we're talking about. So let's all try it. See if you can do it all together. I might as well take this out of my pocket so I don't forget. One hates to forget important things, doesn't one? I think I've been forgetting for days. Pardon me while I conduct my personal affairs in this class. There. Okay. Let's all try it then. Sitting up straight. Compassion. That phrase builds one to the next. See? Love, compassion around me. See? That's where you're headed. Boom, boom, boom. Like that.
George?
Yeah. His love and his compassion. I said that last week. On Pash. I mentioned that last week. You may not have caught it.
We're not going to abbreviate down like that relationship.
Right. We are not. Right. But on the syllable Pash, we have an emphasis, in fact, a little bit greater emphasis than love. Not so much. It's making it alive, not just
hitting it and getting on with it.
Making it alive, making it stay in compassion, in a way that you sing it. You sing it to express compassion. E. One is love.
His love and his compassion surround me.
Now, vowel, you know, here. The word compassion. What is this? No. Shut up. Of out. Drop your jaw. Get it out clearly. This is like the word Jesus. We use the thing Jesus. thou. Jesus dropped it up from passion. His love.
One, two.
His love and
together. One, two.
His love and his compassion surround me. The mercy of the Lord is my defense.
Okay. Good. Now let's pass out a new piece of music. You may have this, The King and His Beauty, file 217.
King and His Beauty, file
4. I think there's errors in it. Let me see if I can find them. Am I digging out my old copy? Here we go. Okay. It is in the key of D. D7 over F. That should be D7 over F sharp. Also, same thing with the second major of the second line and the first major of the third line. Any places D over F should be D over F sharp. Right? Yes, thank you. Fourth line, last major. Also the air in the second to the last major of the piece. Thank you. Second to last major of the piece. There's an A6 chord up there. It should be over a note above the eighth note instead of above the quarter note. It should be above the eighth note. Second to last major of the piece, there's an A6. Should appear above the eighth note, in spite of the fact it's an A7, actually an A9. But if we don't have some A chord there, we're going to be a half a beat late. So we'll just put the A6 there and call it a clash. Clashing good time. Quite the sound. Okay, we'll learn these parts then. Who does not know these parts?
Okay, learn them quickly then. I will give it a chance to read all parts. Alrighty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I want you to put down the vowel shapes. And I'll give them to you together so we can make sure we all have the same ones. To rehearse this between now and next Tuesday with proper vowel shaping. Question? Yeah, I'll try to ooh, ee, ooh, ah, reasonably slow. Ting, tang. Walla, walla. Bing, bang. Short U, the, that's a sound, short U. King in his is short eyes, if, and they should all sound the same. One of the major fallacies in this song is people sing king in his with three different vowels, and they're all three the same. Short eyes. A, I, oo, e. Long U sound, oo, or double O long. And E, long E. Has one is a, short A, and one, a, short U. My is diphthong, a, e. We'll just take the a sound and forget the E. Heart is a. And the same applies for the next line. I, oo, e, a. For calling, or actually is calling. Is I, calling is a, ing is I, me, e. And come away is come, short U, away, is short U sound. Way is long A sound. Come away. All right? Come A. Come away. Bases have O in there, so you may want to include that in your vowel shape. My beloved is A. B is E. Loved, short U, and short E. Loved. Come with me, short U, with short I, me, long E. And come away is a. Come away is a. Again. My beloved is e, short U, short E. Come, short U, with, I, short I, E, me, long E. Do we all get them together now? Any repeats you need? I want you to practice those between now and Tuesday. Yes. It is a diphthong, A-E, but we're going to only sing the A, and consider the E portion consonantal, though that's technically incorrect. No, I meant A, I'm sorry. In my beloved, both cases, it's A. Right. Both those places you include an O in your line. That's long O. The purpose of this kind of exercise is to maintain the vowel shape throughout the length of the note without altering it. Okay? You don't have the words to think of, but just the vowel shapes. You'll do that. And then what you need to do is practice just the vowel shapes a few times. And then practice the vowel shapes while thinking the word and making sure that you are singing them clearly without altering them, because now you're thinking of the consonant coming up or how the word sounds when you speak it. And then when you add the consonants to it, you have nice, rich, round vowels. Otherwise, we adjust the vowels according to the way we speak, depending on the part of the country we're from. And that is incorrect. When choral singing, you all sing on the same vowel shape, a pure vowel. Right? It's one of the best ways to do it, one of the very best ways. Also will increase your tone. Maintaining, of course, you may want to review all the vowel shapes before you actually do this. Remember, approach all vowel shapes out of the O position. O, ah, then wherever you want to go. O, ah, O, ah, eh. O, ah, eh. Etc. Those are some of the most difficult. O, ah, eh. There's only one short A in this one. It's on the word has. But it's an important one because it's a verb here. So you want to be sure to get it clear. The idea is to listen to yourself carefully, watch yourself in the mirror, possibly, to make sure you're eliminating any partially sung vowels or incompletely sung vowels, which is what's most common. Yes? A in our language is said as a diphthong in our part of the country. It is technically not, however. It's a separate vowel shape all its own, vowel sound. When a real exercise in vowel shapes, purchase Jimmy Carter's book on how to talk Southern. Impotent book. Potent. And it's not Atlanta, it's Atlanta. 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 What state? Georgia. Georgia. And Florida. Florida. No, that's Florida. 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 And you don't kill, you keel. I never read it. Okay, any questions on that now? You all got that worked out in your... Good. Then, we'll quickly run through it one more time so that you can get a little bit more familiar with the parts. Okay. You're on top of that? We'll take it up from there next time. Ma'am? Doesn't bother me. I think... Well, that's their problem, isn't it? As far as I know, the pastor doesn't care. You might want to make sure you step in interior. Yeah. But there's no problem as far as I know. Some people got hang-ups, I guess, don't they? Well, the only time I remember it was a problem was when Sandy Widener was 8.5 months pregnant and she sang something within me. Yeah, it's not a problem as far as I know.
On Wednesday night, sometimes when, for instance, you're choosing a choir for lesson series or things like that, there's both things going on, and it takes a while, and we aren't actually working on these things, so you aren't exhorting us in a particular thing. Is it all right to open my read book and review?
As long as it's unpretentious, there's no problem with it. As long as it's not as well, it's been better than any person. I've never been a problem with that.
I just wanted to make sure.
Good. Any time you can take, I can do it.
Sure.
I tried to give it back to him the other day, but he wouldn't have a hold of me. Is Russell still in here?
What?
Is Russell still in here? After you